8:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Big, big weekend today. A lot of sports, right, Ted?
And a lot going on, of course. Yeah. Sunday afternoon, we got the first place in the division on the line as the Kansas City Chiefs are visiting the Los Angeles Chargers. Big game on Sunday, and the Chiefs, of course, have that 9-game winning streak. They want to keep going. As always, on a Friday morning, we bring in the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, courtesy of American Ag Credit, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore. And Theodore, I'm dedicating this entire segment to one Steve McIntosh, Hall of Fame broadcaster, because you'll hear why at the end of the segment. But also shout out to all of our loyal Ploppa Friday listeners, Dr. Maharis, and all of the Sedgwick County physicians that listen to this. They stop everything they're doing. Katie, we talked about Katie before. Ty, of course, at American Ag Credit. Every day is the Pretty Prairie Rodeo. Sean Finley, the entire staff at Hotel Kansas City, and many others who are just followers of the Ploppa Report. We love them all.
Yes, sir.
The Chiefs and the Chargers. The Chiefs have won this road matchup 10 years in a row, stretching over two cities and three stadiums.
Yeah. And a soccer venue. And honestly, it's like a third city because when they played in that soccer stadium at Cal State Dominguez Hills, that was Long Beach.
All right.
Really, that's where we stayed. I mean, they're just a nomadic team. I know they're playing in SoFi, and they left the bulk of their fans in San Diego angry. It's been strange playing these guys out there. And we had the walk-off win by Kelsey in overtime to basically cinch the division. We need another big win this week against the other Harbaugh.
The Chargers are having quarterback issues right now.
Well, he did not go yesterday, Justin Herbert. He has not only a high ankle sprain, which is problematic enough for any human, but for sure an NFL quarterback. He also has plantar fasciitis. That has kind of been overlooked in this whole high ankle sprain stuff. And so there's a lot going on with Justin Herbert, but he's a little bit like Joe Burrow. He's been hit a lot in his early tenure, hit more than he should have been hit. But honestly, I don't think it matters who plays quarterback right now for Jim Harbaugh. He's trying to set this tone. Not all Harbaughs are the same. John Harbaugh's the kind of the good brother. Jim's the quirky Uncle Jim coming to the picnic that's like, you know, with his photo gray glasses and, you know, squinting through it in the khaki pants and did marry a Belton, Missouri girl. But he's little different, but what they do share is the same approach to football. If Jim Harbaugh could change the Charger colors to purple and black and make them the Ravens number two, he would, because that's the way they're playing. Physical, mean machine, run the ball. I don't care who's at quarterback. Give me Taylor Heineke. We're going to hand it off 56% of the time and try to beat you up. That's what the Chargers have become.
Yeah, off to a 2-1 start under new head coach Jim Harbaugh. And the Chargers, top 7 in the league in rushing and top 10 in a ton of categories on defense.
They're really good on defense. Now, they do not have Derwin James, who is suspended one game for violating NFL playing rules, and that could have been done like 3 years ago. He is he is the mean machine. He's the prison guards playing the mean machine. I mean, this is Three Stooges. We're poking eyes and, you know, tweaking the nose and pulling the ears. That's Derwin James. Well, he now has the rest of his team doing that as well. This is a mean defense. And Jim Harbaugh wants it to be that way. They'll punch you all day long. They punch the ball out. They have 5 takeaways. They're plus 3 in the giveaway takeaway. And living on a rock-hard defense and a team that's run first, as you mentioned, but they'll get explosive plays. J.K. Dobbins is 3rd in the league in rushing. He has a 61-yard run, and he's got 2 rushing performances of 230-plus yards more rushing in 2 of the first 3 games. So that's the way they're going to play. That's what you got to get ready for, and you got to take the fight to them.
The Chiefs are 3-0, but by a total of 13 points. Close.
You want your stat of the morning?
Yes.
The stat of the morning. Okay. NFL research. I was working on this one late Wednesday night, Thursday night. I don't know what these days are. Anyway, the Chiefs have a 9-game winning streak. This is wrapped around last year, counting the 4 playoff games and Super Bowl 58. Their margin of victory, the differential what they've scored versus what or the margin of victory is plus 54. That is the lowest in NFL history for any 9-game winning streak in scoring differential. So, yeah.
Which just goes to show the importance of mental toughness, coaching, success in all three phases of the game. You just got to make sure you don't make too many mistakes and the mistakes that hurt you and end up in a loss.
This is why you're a Marconi Award winner, Ted, because there's two ways of looking at it. In baseball, if we're looking at the Wichita Wingnuts and you say, hey, they've won 17 one-run games out of 22 possibilities, do we see that as a weakness or a strength?
Strength.
Usually we see that as a strength, do we not?
Yep. Yeah.
You know, they're able to win the close games. In football, we see it as a sign of weakness. I sound like the old George Carlin skit, but we do. If you're not blowing people out, you're like, man, I don't know what you're doing. You guys are weak. You're barely scraping by. Well, wait a minute. What about in baseball when you know all these one-run games? The Chiefs are finding different ways to win. My Minute with Mitch this week was based on bidding no Trump in bridge. Now, my dad's 91 years old in Smith Center, still sharp as a tack. He's playing bridge this afternoon. In fact, he's missing the Smith Center homecoming parade to play bridge. So that tells you where his priorities are. All right. The point is here, he said it's like bidding no Trump in bridge. You can play clubs, diamonds, spades, or hearts, but the highest ranking bid in bridge is no Trump, meaning I can win different ways using different suits. And to me, that's what the Chiefs have done. They've done it with opportunistic dig-in defense, Bucker making every field goal known to man, regardless of circumstance or length, and you still have Mahomes being Mahomes. And so far, not Kelsey being Kelsey, but somebody else being somebody else. So you're winning games like this. To me, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. Because look who they've beaten in this 9-game winning streak. That's two over the Bengals. That's two over the Ravens. That includes the Bills at the Bills, the 49ers in Super Bowl 58, and the Falcons at the Falcons. So it's been a pretty good streak, you know, irregardless if they've won 37-0 or not.
W is a W in my book.
See, that's a Hall of – did you hear that, Ted?
Yeah.
Car stopped. Everything stopped in Wichita. Kellogg, don't wreck into people. They're just brake lights all over. A W is a W. We got to get shirts made and put the old Wooshock on it from Wichita University, Municipal University of Wichita, and have it W-U, a W. Give me a moment. I'm going to collect myself. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good. Yeah.
Do you have a quick take for me on what's your quick take on Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
The Klingons left it when they visited the Coca-Cola Museum.
Yeah. Nice. All right, you're going.
It is. These architects get real creative, but it's non-functional. Did you see my tweet? See if you can find my tweet before the game. There is a 6-inch mental bar right in front of me.
Nice.
It's great. It's like putting a paper sack over the head of the catcher and go, hey, go out and catch the game. So thank you, the architects, for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
The Klingons are going, here, you guys can have this. We're going back to planet scroll time.
First place in the division on the line, the Chiefs visiting the Los Angeles Chargers. Coverage for the Chiefs Radio Network with Mitch Holtis at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Game kicks off at 3:25 Sunday, and that is right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch, we must ask you, how does this Chiefs-Chargers matchup on the West Coast somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Ploppa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs West Coast update?
Steve McIntosh, take the palm of your hand and just leave it right there. Just leave it on the table. Ted Woodward, take the palm of your hand and slap it against your head, because this is dedicated as a gift. This Ploppa report is a gift to Steve McIntosh. Because he wanted it, he's going to get it. Sunday's game against the Chargers will occur on September the 29th. Let's get in the Klingon time machine and go travel back in time to 1956. September 29th, 1956. Steve, you wanted it. You're getting it. On that day, the Shocks played the Hardin-Simmons Cowboys at Veterans Stadium in Wichita. It was 4 weeks ago, and Steve said, hey, when are you going to bring up Hardin-Simmons? We bring it up today. Now, Harden-Simmons ended up winning that game against Pete Tillman's Wichita Wooshocks. But to me, the interesting story, we find these coaches. The coach of the Harden-Simmons Cowboys, Ted, you're going to like this. Because the coach was Slinging Sammy Ball.
Oh, Slinging Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Pro Football Hall of Fame. College Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Slinging Sammy Ball. He brought the Harden-Simmons Cowboys to Wichita to meet Pete Tillman's Wooshocks. Now, remember I said about Sid Gilman coaching Cincinnati against the Shocks?
Yeah, yeah.
That was during Cincinnati week, right?
Yeah.
Sid Gilman coached the Chargers all through the AFL. The first coach of the AFL New York Titans, who eventually became the New York Jets, was Slinging Sammy Baugh, who was a high school Texas legend at Rotan, Texas, for the Fighting Yellowhammers of Rotan. Or Rotan. Yep, they beat the Klingons in overtime to win the playoffs 17-15. So anyway, a tip of the cap on September the 29th, 1956, when Slinging Sammy Baugh put his shoes on the field at Veterans Stadium to play the Wooshocks. So shout out to Steve McIntosh, Sammy Baugh, the Harden-Simmons Cowboys. You can't even play all those guys if you don't have a team. So bring it back, Steve and Ted, bring it back. That was for you, Steve.
Thank you, sir. Chiefs-Chargers on Sunday right here on KNSS, and we forgot to say it last week, so it's with extra heartfelt forgivings that we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Ted, and thank you, Slinging Sammy Ball.
Woo! Once again, our visits on Friday morning with Mitch Holtis, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute this morning, and Sean questions the use of the word holistically. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.